Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the recent hostage agreement in Israel with Akinar, our expert on Israeli political affairs. Akinar, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a complex situation, to say the least.
Let's start with the basics. What's the initial reaction to this hostage agreement within Israel's political circles?
Well, the reaction is incredibly mixed. You have figures like Smotrich expressing mixed feelings, acknowledging the joy of returning hostages, but also fearing the release of prisoners. He specifically stated concerns about releasing the next generation of terror leadership.
So, significant reservations, even amongst those who welcome the hostages' return. What about the government's stability? There's been talk about whether it can survive this.
That's the million-dollar question. Segal suggests the government's survival hinges on Netanyahu's actions post-agreement. He's pulling a Begin, apparently referencing a past strategy for coalition survival. The key will be how he navigates the opposing viewpoints within his coalition.
And what are those viewpoints? We have Smotrich expressing serious reservations, but what about Ben-Gvir?
Israeli political affairs analyst Ben-Gvir's position is very clear. He's, quote, happy about the release of all the hostages, but will vote against releasing murderers. His exchange with Witkoff and Kushner, where he compared Hamas to Hitler, highlights his firm stance against negotiating with terrorists.
That's a pretty strong statement. The article also mentions the IDF stance. What's their role in all of this?
The IDF is essentially preparing to implement the agreement, following directives from the political echelon. They're focused on maintaining security and being ready for any scenario, as the spokesman stated. The chief of staff has directed forces to be prepared for a strong defense and to be ready for any scenario.
Interesting. It seems like everyone is bracing for what comes next. What about the involvement of the U.S.? Trump's name keeps popping up.
Trump and his team, particularly Witkoff and Kushner, are being credited with facilitating the deal. Lapid even says Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. There's a lot of discussion about his role and influence. Amit Segal even credited residents of key swing states for making the deal possible.
That's a pretty direct connection. What are some of the specific details of the agreement itself?
According to reports, the agreement involves the release of 250 security prisoners, the release of 1,700 residents of the Gaza Strip, the release of 22 minors, and the return of 360 bodies of terrorists. Critically, any security prisoner convicted of murder will be released only to Gaza or abroad, with a ban on entering Israel or the West Bank. So, there are measures in place to try and mitigate the risks. Finally, what's the overall feeling among the public? Are they mostly supportive, or is there a lot of opposition?
Israeli political affairs analyst, public sentiment is, as you might expect, incredibly divided. You have families of fallen soldiers calling for the immediate resumption of the war to eliminate Hamas after the hostages are returned. On the other hand, some hostage families are expressing gratitude to Netanyahu for securing the release of their loved ones. It's a very emotional and politically charged atmosphere.
Akinar, thank you for providing such clarity on a very complex situation.
My pleasure.